It's time now for How You Built That. And today, we're going to update a story we ran last year. But the story actually begins about 6 years ago when Matt Wallace was just standing in his kitchen in Washington, D.C.
We had a bag of cherries in the fridge, and we needed to use them before they went bad.
Anyway, he and his girlfriend, Corey, happened to be making turkey burgers at the time, and they were short on ketchup.
But I like to mess around in the kitchen, so that's where my creative energy kind of comes out.
And knowing you, you probably wanted to make tomato ketchup, but we didn't have tomatoes, so you said, I'm going to make cherry ketchup.
So Matt looked online, found a recipe, and then cooked the cherries with vinegar and sugar and spices, and boom, he had fresh cherry ketchup that was kind of sweet and kind of smoky.
It was definitely a novel thing, and we both really liked it.
Yeah, I loved it.
And the story could have ended there, except a few months later, Matt was sitting at his office. He works in the energy business. And he started to think, but he wasn't thinking about energy.
You know, I kept thinking about the ketchup. I just had this moment of realizing, you know, there's literally one kind of ketchup on the market, and there's this huge gap that no one knows about.
Matt couldn't stop thinking about the tyranny of the tomato and a gap in the ketchup market that could be filled not just with cherries, but with all kinds of fruit. So that day, he emailed Corey about starting a business.
It was probably 30 emails back and forth.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had the idea kind of downloaded into my head, fully formed.
Well, and he also knew right away that he wanted to call it Chups, because his best friend growing up referred to ketchup as Chup, like pass the Chup.
So Corey and Matt started to experiment. They took celery and onion, garlic and vinegar, and they'd mix those ingredients with blueberries, mangoes, peaches, plums, and of course, cherries. And what they came up with were 5 different types of ketchup.
They work really well with a lot of foods that you wouldn't normally pair your Heinz with. Pork tenderloin, fried rice.
Matt and Corey started doing taste tests with their friends.
Great as a base for a vinaigrette.
Yeah.
Put them out with their cheese plates.
And they even got a thumbs up from celebrity chef Jose Andres, who actually featured the ketchups in one of his restaurants.
That was really the impetus for me that this guy knows what he's talking about. If we have his sort of unofficial endorsement that this is a good product, you know, we got to go for it. We got to make this thing official.
So Matt and Corey raised $22,000 on Kickstarter and moved Chups out of their kitchen and into a shared commercial space in D.C. Somewhere along the line, they also got married, and they started selling Chups on their website and at a few independent markets in the D.C. area.
We wanted to do something meaningful. We wanted to do something together.
Yeah. We're learning the art of the hustle and all of those things, and we get better at it every week.
Yeah. Despite the fact that it's not killing it, flying off the grocery store shelves, we've put everything into it. I mean, it's all sweat equity at this point.
Since we last spoke to Matt and Corey Wallace, they've changed their business strategy a bit. They're now focusing less on retail and more on selling wholesale to restaurants. They're also looking for a distributor while keeping their day jobs and doing Chups kind of on the side. Oh, and their other major side hustle, they just had a baby. His name is Harrison. If you want to find out more about Chups or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.